answers.
It's time to talk. The Mark Sutcliffe Show returns on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
I'm Sam LaPrade, filling in for Mark Sutcliffe today. Today is National Indigenous Peoples Day, so we wanted to speak with Trina Mather-Samard, Executive Director of the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. Hi, Trina.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Trina, today is such an important day for your organization. Walk me through what it means to you.
Absolutely. Our festival, the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival, has always been built around this celebration. It was originally National Aboriginal Day and now National Indigenous Peoples Day and month and the History Month. And so, you know, our event is built around their idea of creating awareness and creating that celebration for our community to share our culture.
Your festival has really grown over the years, and we've always trying to find those silver linings in this pandemic. And one of them for me is that this festival is virtual and all Canadians can really participate. How has that been for you this past number of weeks as you work really hard to bring your culture to Canadians and really bring attention to this special day today?
I agree. It's been one of the silver linings for us here with our festival. We went virtual last year in 2020 and again this year. And it's really just, you know, our audience has exploded. Of course, we don't know our numbers for this year, but we had over 500,000 people, you know, watch and participate in our programming last year. And so it really, you know, gives a great opportunity for us to just reach so many more Canadians than we can with our live event.
And Trina, you know, just a couple of days before the festival started this year, a horrible discovery in Kamloops, British Columbia, at a residential school, 250 children, their remains found on that premise. Premises. And I just think that this opportunity to speak to you today and to remember the children and, of course, everyone that attended residential schools and everyone that had those experiences, is this day even more important now?
I really believe that it is. You know, we tried, you know, I think it was important for all of our artists and traditional knowledge keepers, you know, to be able to have that, you know, that voice and speak their truth through this festival. And, you know, I think it really just gives Canadians an opportunity to have that connection and start that journey to, you know, learning a little bit more about, you know, the Indigenous history of these lands and, you know, find that connection and, you know, start to increase that awareness. And, you know, to me, that's the first step in reconciliation is just, you know, increasing that understanding, you know, of this burden and this, you know, grief that so much of our communities carry.
It certainly is a horrible, horrible time. And we know that many are calling for the other 130 residential schools throughout Canada to be searched. Is that something that you support as well, Trina?
100%, you know, and it's something that, you know, I don't have, I guess, official, you know, statements on, but I know certainly, you know, in my contacts and in my feed, I am seeing that there already are other schools, you know, since that time who have identified, and that the numbers are already growing. And so, you know, I think that you know, there needs to be a platform to share that and to, you know, I think it was one of the very important recommendations of the TRC to go to those schools and, you know, to be able to, you know, give a little bit of closure to the families. And so I do think that's a really important step and, you know, an important step for all Canadians to just really understand, you know, the large impacts.
We're speaking with Trina Mather-Samard, Executive Director for the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. Trina, this is an opportunity for really Canadians to think about that Truth and Reconciliation Report. The Commission obviously worked really hard to bring that to Canadians. And I think sometimes it can be overwhelming or daunting for Canadians to think how they can participate in that. What words of advice would you have for us, Trina?
You know, I think there's so many great resources out there. And, you know, I think that a lot of these events, you know, like ours or ones happening in, you know, in their own communities across Canada, you know, really start that initial connection. And, you know, there's so many great resources like our partners, Legacy of Hope, you know, who have educational resources. And that, to me, that's a really important component in, you know, starting to ensure that this is part of the history that we're teaching, you know, to all Canadians. And, you know, but I think everyone can do their part by, you know, really just educating themselves and, you know, finding that connection in with the Indigenous community.
And I think educating ourselves and educating our children, and I think the festival does a beautiful job of that through a number of different projects and, of course, the music festival. Walk us through why that next generation education is so key as well, Trina.
Yes, I really, you know, I really believe that, you know, education is the key, you know, to that greater understanding. And, you know, one of the really beautiful, we had so many beautiful programming elements, but, you know, one of the, I think, most important things that we do is our education series that reaches out to students and teachers across Canada with lots of different programming. We had, I don't know the final numbers, but well over 100,000 students and teachers registered. And on our very final workshop, we actually had Phyllis Webstad, who many of the students recognize because she's the author and the child in the story of the Orange Shirt Day. And it's about her time leaving and going to residential school. And so, you know, something like that, where I think they get to hear in her own words and ask her how she felt and how it impacted. You know, I just feel it makes such a strong impact on the students.
When I think about the festival as well, of course, there was incredible food components. There was those workshops that we spoke about. There was music. Is there any highlight you'd like to share with us? Is there one moment that stood out to you that really sort of signifies, other than, of course, those children's programmings, which you've already mentioned, but is there one moment you think this is exactly why we do this festival?
Oh, it's so hard to choose one. You know, I think I feel that, you know, almost every day, all of our, you know, our artists and our knowledge keepers and chefs, you know, I think that overall the diversity, you know, being able to show and share to all Canadians that, you know, we have super beautiful and talented powwow dancers in our powwow. But, you know, we also have these great contemporary, you know, hip hop artists that are really speaking their truth. And we have, you know, chefs who are, you know, finding ways to bring back our Indigenous foods. And I just think there's, you know, so many elements together that gives, you know, I think the big picture on, you know, the diversity of our Indigenous communities.
And when we think about the festival, of course, I know your sights are already set on 2022. We promise to give you a break, though, Trina. You hopefully have a little bit of time off. As you start to think about planning, are you thinking about doing, or maybe it's too early to ask you, are you thinking about keeping that virtual component? You do such a beautiful job, of course, in person as well. Have there been any decisions made that way yet?
So it is something we talk about quite a bit. And, you know, so many of the people reaching out that are participating and now able to access the festival are always, we really hope, you know, that you keep this virtual element. And I think it's become a really important part of our event. You know, it's challenging. Just the reality is a virtual event doesn't really cost any less than creating, you know, our live in-person events. So we've been so fortunate that our corporate sponsorship has grown significantly this year. And, you know, we hope that those partners will continue so that we are able to, you know, balance still inviting people back to our live event that we're so excited to do, but being able to keep a lot of this virtual programming as an option for those that can't join us in person.
And I think this year, especially on this day, National Indigenous Peoples Day, it's a day for all of us to reflect. What would you like to see us do? Or are you looking for us to still participate in the festival in some way?
Yeah, so we would love, we still have our virtual marketplace is still open through the month of June. And it features about 50 different Indigenous small businesses and artists who, you know, really normally make their living on the powwow trail at these live events, you know. So I think being able to support those artists and those small businesses is a great way for us. And, you know, unfortunately, our closing celebration, which was scheduled for this evening, it was a drive-in event. our first live, you know, live music event, and we have had to postpone it due to the thunderstorms this afternoon. So we're now going to be doing that on June 29th. So the good news about that is our, you know, it continues the life of our festival a little through this month of June. So we do still have a couple of elements after today that people can still participate in.
Can we talk?
I was just going to say, and all of our past programming will live on our site for the month as well. So, you know, people can go back and catch any of the great virtual programs that they might have missed.
Oh, I'm so glad you mentioned that. I wanted to speak about your incredible chef, Chef Trudy. Can we talk about the magic that she wields in the kitchen? Because it really is incredible. She did a number of different dishes and shared them locally with a number of people here in the Ottawa area. Why is that such an important piece of this as well, Trina?
You know, we just added a culinary program, you know, maybe a few years ago, an expansion of our food vendors that were always part of the event. And I just think food is such a great way to, you know, share our culture, and it's our connection to the land. And, you know, our traditional foods are so important. And Trudy really, truly is just magical in the kitchen. You know, she started off our culinary workshops with a curried caribou dish. And, you know, she did just a tremendous feast that was prepared and delivered home as part of our Summer Solstice Indigenous Music Awards. And by all accounts, everyone just thoroughly enjoyed that meal, and it just made for a really special evening. So, you know, she's just magical in the kitchen, truly.
She absolutely is. I really appreciate your time today. Trina Mathers-Samard, Executive Director for Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. Thank you so much, Trina.
Thank you. Miigwech for having me.
Thank you. I really encourage all Canadians, if you haven't had an opportunity today to connect with the Truth and Reconciliation Commission report, this would be a great day to really research that report. Look in that report and see if there's something there that maybe you can do a different way to maybe think about the Indigenous people in this land and the special day that we have today. And definitely check out the Summer Solstice Indigenous Festival. They're doing some great work there. This is a time, too, to reflect on the tragedy in Kamloops, B.C. There's no two ways about it. I mean, there was no grave site at my school. And I'm assume there was no grave site at your school. But the reality is there was a grave site at the residential school in Kamloops, B.C., and sadly, probably in many, many residential schools across this country. So today is a good day to reflect on National Indigenous Peoples Day. I'm Sam LaPrade, filling in for Mark Sutcliffe. When we come